Camille Bajot now lives on the French island of Barbados. He's one of the thousands of the behind-the-scenes contractors without whom there'd be no Olympics.
Tents, grandstands, containers, toilets, and everything inside of it as well. Everything that is actually temporary will be maintained by our crew.
He says compared to Athens in 2004, things are going along swimmingly.
The Greeks were a bit more late, and well, they looked a bit more disorganized in Greece, but at the end, you know, it happened. But here it's quite well organized, yes, I have to say.
But I was most interested in his revolutionary ideas.
Part of the United States was French.
Yes, Louisiana. And it would be nice to see it back to France one of these days. Yes, right?
France may come and get it back.
Oh, it would be lovely.
At the Jockey Club in Hong Kong, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.